The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves and their lives with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is preserving fresh herbs. A vegetable gardener for many years, I've always had herbs in my gardens. First, just a few pots of the basics, basil, parsley, and cilantro. Soon, I discovered I was using them often enough that I added a full-fledged herb bed every year. Many of them perennials, but annuals too. Fresh herbs are enchanting. They not only boost the nutritional value of your meals, but they add a bright boost of flavor and aroma. Packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals, their fresh, intoxicating flavors can transform an ordinary meal into a culinary triumph. Of course, it's also well known that many herbs offer specific health benefits and are easy to grow. Preserving fresh herbs. With an herb garden, whether a large formal affair or a simple collection of pots, comes the onslaught of harvest. What to do with the bounty? Fresh herbs can be stored by freezing, refrigerating, and drying. For immediate use, I store herbs in a vase of water, like you would a bouquet of flowers. Drying involves using a dehydrator or hanging bunches of herbs in a dark, cool space. I like to use a paper sack to keep the dust off of them. Finally, freezing can be done by adding fresh herbs to olive oil or water and freezing them. Use ice cube trays, then store in a freezer bag long-term for easy portions. Tips for storing. No matter what method you choose to preserve your herbs, these tips are helpful. Number one, always wash and dry herbs thoroughly before to prevent spoilage. Number two, ensure herbs are completely dry before storing to prevent them from becoming moldy. Three, store dried herbs in airtight containers in a cool, dark, and dry place. 4. For best flavor, use dried herbs within a year and frozen herbs within several months. The specifics. Air drying. Gather herbs into small bundles, secure with elastic bands or twine, and hang upside down in a cool, dry, well-ventilated space away from direct sunlight. Dehydrating. Use a dehydrator, air fryer, or even an oven to dry herbs quickly. Ensure herbs are dried thoroughly and then store them in airtight containers. Freezing in water or oil. Chop your fresh herbs, blend them with water or oil, then freeze in ice cube trays. Freezing whole or chopped. Wrap tender herbs like basil in plastic wrap, then place in a freezer bag. And finally, the bouquet method. Trim the ends of the herb stems and place them in a jar with an inch of water, similar to arranging flowers.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.